In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the reward of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, by meditating on these mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. This is the collect of the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. The liturgy of the Church is the great teacher of the faithful. So what we're going to do is simply briefly look at this prayer to help us understand what the rosary is and how important it is. This afternoon, for those who can come, I'll go into more detail, but we can already look at the main points. This prayer has two parts. The first part, God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. God could have saved the world by another means. He could have saved it by a simple act of his will. But he chose to save us by a very particular means, namely by his only begotten Son, by the incarnation of his only begotten Son, and not just by the incarnation, but by the life, death, and resurrection of his only begotten Son, by what his only begotten Son did in this human nature that he assumed in the incarnation. It's thus that he purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. And that's why in the Rosary we commemorate and honor and venerate these precious acts of the only begotten Son, by which he has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Thus the Rosary continually reminds us of the fundamental truth of the Christian religion, namely that salvation cannot be outside of Christ because he is its author. Which brings us to the second part of the collect. Grant, we beseech thee, but by meditating on these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. The second part of the prayer is necessary because these rewards of eternal life that God's Son has purchased by his life, death, and resurrection in the first part of the prayer are not automatically given to just anyone. To everyone, by the mere fact that God's only begotten Son has done all this. No, even though, unfortunately, a lot of people think that today, and even the very highest authorities in the Church teach that by the very incarnation of the Son of God, he has united himself to all men, which is taught even by the Second Vatican Council. It's in an ambiguous way, but even since then, some, even Pope John Paul II, taught explicitly that by the very fact of the incarnation, all men are united to God. But no, that's not true. Nobody ever taught that before in the Church of God. In the Catholic Church, it's only by faith in the incarnation of the only begotten Son and his life, death, and resurrection, all that he did for us, that we receive the eternal rewards of the rewards of eternal life that he gained for us by what he did. We have to have faith in Christ in order to receive the salvation he gained for all men. And that's why in the rosary, we meditate, we commemorate these mysteries so that we can gain the salvation that he obtained for us through these mysteries. And if we don't believe in them, we won't receive their salvation. St. Augustine puts it very well. He speaks of this parable of the woman who touched the fringe of the mantle of Christ and power went out from him and healed her. And St. Augustine says, he touches Christ who believes in him. To touch Christ, to receive the power of the salvation that he has gained for all men, we have to believe in him. He touches Christ who believes in him. And that's what we do in the Most Holy Rosary. We recall all of these mysteries of our salvation, and we believe in them. The meditating isn't so much of thinking, although we do a little reflection as well, it never hurts, but the main thing we do is we believe these mysteries. We believe that the Son of God became man. We believe that he died for our salvation. We believe that he rose again. And by believing, we receive these eternal rewards. But finally, that's not enough yet. It's not enough just to believe. That's the error of the Protestants. As Luther put it, faith alone. He said, sin, believe bravely and sin even more bravely. And that's not true. It's an error. Faith alone is not enough. You can't just say, I give myself to Jesus, my personal Lord and Savior, and know that you go to heaven. No, you won't. You have to imitate Christ's life to go to heaven. You have to convert, and that's what the collect of the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary reminds us. When it says that by meditating on the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what these mysteries contain and obtain what they promise. These mysteries, by believing in them, we come to be able to imitate them. We receive grace in order to be like this Jesus that they show to us. He shows us how to live if we want to go to heaven in the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. And not only that, he gives us the grace we need to imitate him. And we must imitate him. If we don't imitate what these mysteries contain, we won't obtain what they promise. So, dear faithful, let us pray our rosaries faithfully. Priests are always surprised and discouraged even to realize how many Catholics, traditional Catholics, don't say their rosary every day. And if we feel that way, imagine how Our Lady herself feels, because she's told us over and over again, pray the rosary every day. At Fatima, every time she appeared, she said it. But how many people listen to her? Dear faithful, we must pray if we want to go to heaven. It's the only way. And Our Lady's given us on a platter a very easy way to pray, a very efficacious way to pray. So at least during this month of October, which is dedicated to the rosary, at least let us take the resolution during this month of October to pray the Most Holy Rosary so that we can imitate these mysteries and obtain what they promise. In the name of the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.